Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
In the world of modern agriculture, one name stands out: precision planting. With a mission to empower farmers, precision planting has been at the forefront of innovation, transforming the way crops are planted. From their intuitive planter, seeder, and harvest monitoring tools to groundbreaking sprayer and fertilizer application technology, precision planting's smart solutions bring a new level of precision and efficiency to every pass you make in the field. But it's not just about technology. It's about helping farmers make practical and effective decisions when it comes to their operations. Imagine tapping into yields that could only be dreamt of and making them a reality using equipment you already own. Precision Planting is more than a technology company. It's your partner on your journey to higher yields and pursuing excellence. They've spent over 30 years bringing confidence to farms like yours. Join the ranks of farmers who trust Precision Planting to revolutionize their operation. To get started with your local Premier dealer, visit precisionplanting.com today.
Well, the 2024 Oklahoma Cattleman of the Year is Angus rancher Jim Davis of Foss, Oklahoma. Davis was honored on Saturday evening at the concluding banquet of the 2024 Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association held in Norman. Our own Ron Hayes had the opportunity to talk about Davis after the award.
My wife's been behind me forever, ever since we started our married life. She's supported everything I've done. Our daughter's been a part of the operation ever since she was 8 years old. And our son-in-law has helped, and it's certainly a family operation.
Longtime member of OCA, he says the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, one of the most important things you can be involved in.
If you're not a member of OCA and you buy a bull from us at our bull sale in the first Saturday in March, we'll buy it for you. And we think it's an awful good investment. How OCA can charge $100 for a membership, that's less than 500 pounds of feed right now. And for what OCA does for us, 500 pounds of feed, it won't touch it.
Once again, congratulations to Angus rancher Jim Davis of Foss, Oklahoma, Cattleman of the Year. Well, the recent Cattle on Feed report shows cattle and calves on feed for the U.S. slaughter market for feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 or more head totaled 11.3 million on July 1st of 24. Inventory was 1% above that July 1st, 23 account. Inventory included 6.82 million steers and steer calves, which is up 1% from last year. This group also accounted for 60% of the total inventory. Heifers and heifer calves, around 4.48 million head, up slightly from 23. Placements in feedlots during June totaled 1.56 million head, which is 7% below 23. Net placements were 1.51 million head. The U.S. has made a really strong case under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement in the dispute with Mexico over genetically engineered corn. Doug McCaleb, the chief agricultural negotiator in the U.S. Trade Representative's office, spoke during the recent National Corn Growers Association Corn Congress, which was held in Washington, D.C., and said, "We will not rest on this until we get it done," McCaleb said. "It's critically important not just for corn growers, but farmers of all kinds, because if they can do this with corn, they can do it with anything." He also said the U.S. cannot allow its trading partners to play fast and loose with the science. Both U.S. and Mexican officials were given questions by the panel considering the matter, and both have responded. A decision is expected sometime a little bit later this fall. The NCGA's Corn Congress meets every summer in the nation's capital to vote on policy positions, to elect new board members, and, of course, to hear from elected officials. You've got farm news. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contract, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture and any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.